Good morning from Pharma and Biotech Daily, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in pharma and biotech world. The FDA has posted guidance on cybersecurity for medical device companies seeking authorization for new devices. Mass General Brigham is collaborating with the FDA to create a brain-computer interface group to address challenges facing developers of such devices. Moody's predicts that AI will expand medtech portfolios and revenue streams in the next 2 years. Abbott has recalled its HeartMate LVAD communication system due to reported injuries linked to the device malfunctioning. 3M has named William Brown as CEO, replacing Michael Roman. The medical device industry is seeing a trend towards incorporating AI and digital health technologies. The FDA has raised safety concerns about early patient deaths in those treated with Bristol-Myers Squibb's Abecma and Johnson & Johnson's Carvykti ahead of an advisory committee meeting. In other news, the Alabama Supreme Court's ruling on in vitro fertilization has caused political blowback and uncertainty in the market. Additionally, Lilly has made its weight loss drug Zepbound available through Amazon Pharmacy, and Ionis antisense molecule has shown positive results in a phase 2 trial for liver disease. Novartis has acquired IFM due in a deal potentially worth $835 million, and the FDA is questioning the benefit-risk profile of Geron's MDS candidate. Heinz is launching a campaign to promote gravy as more than just a holiday condiment, leveraging its iconic status to encourage consumers to use gravy like they use ketchup. Godzilla X Kong has released Roblox's first immersive movie trailer, allowing players to be swept into a virtual game after watching a 2D teaser. Meta announced updates to Advantage Plus and shopping ads, while Barkley and OKRP have merged to create a big indie agency. Marketing Dive provides insights into news and trends shaping the marketing and advertising industry, covering topics such as marketing technology, social media, video marketing, analytics, and more.